We were just talking about clothes and about how the right outfit can make you feel confident, how blue is communicative and all that. But what about hair? What do you do when your lack of hair is impeding your confidence? Owen Murphy, entertainment editor of Extra.ie, was in that situation and he decided to get a hair transplant. And fair play to him, he's not keeping it a secret and he joins me in studio now. Owen, welcome. When did you get the hair transplant?
I got it done February a year ago.
So why did you decide to do it?
There was a few things kind of had been weighing on my mind for a while. I do a small bit of TV work as part of the gig, and one of it was I do a bit on Exposé. So it never really bothered me. I've been doing it over the years, but then I kind of caught myself watching back an episode. It was on the background, and there was a piece of me, and I think it might have been Glenda in the background, and I could see the kind of polement emerging on top, and you could see this kind of Amazonian woman, and then Bilbo Baggins, or probably Frodo after he gave the ring back. Yeah. And I was just like, right, there is an issue
so,
there.
So you were thin right at the back of the crown, was it? It wasn't at the front as
no.
such, was it?
Well, that's okay. Kind of going back as well, but that's okay. A whole other argument.
Okay.
But yeah, it was kind of the circle in the middle. And like my brother, he's younger than me, but he had it at a more advanced rate, so he shaved it completely. So that was kind of like the ghost of Christmas future staring at me. So I was like, I'd need to do something.
No, the thing is that men who have hair kind of take it for granted, and they can't imagine why it would be a big issue when if your hair is thinning or going or whatever. But it is something that gets in on you a bit, is it?
Yeah, well, you see, people go, at any time you kind of talk to a partner about it, they always give you the whole, you know, sure, Bruce Willis has shaved his head. Mm. But like, if I shave my head, I don't look like Bruce Willis. I'd be more the Friar Tuck end of things. And that's not quite the look I'm going for. So it is a big thing. And you change completely when you're, and I only noticed that when I got the procedure done, because yeah. You have to shave your head to get it done. So I did see kind of what it would have been like had I gone down the other route. And yeah, from that moment
on, like
I didn't like it at all, no.
Okay. And do you feel much better in yourself now?
Definitely. Because I've had it, it takes a year to come through. So because you're kind of, it grows as you're getting used to it, you kind of forget about it. But every now and then you'll kind of catch yourself and go, it's there. And, you know, it grows, in particular when it grows long, because they take the hair from the back. And the back of my head...
Okay, just to explain, so there are two types of ways of doing this, yes?
Yeah.
There's FU...
There's FUE and FUG, I think it's called.
Okay, and just explain the difference between the two of them.
Okay, so FUE is where you shave your head completely and you take individual hair follicles out one by one and you replant them in the areas that need them most. And then the second one is they take a strip, they literally cut a strip from the back of your head, take the skin out, and then they take the hair out one by one and put them back in and then stitch you back up.
So it's like almost taking up like a roll of
of
grass.
Like your lawn. Like,
okay. Wow. So tell, just before you tell me about having it and everything, you went to Louis Walsh for advice on this.
Well, it's not like you're getting your eyes lasered. Do you know what I, mean? Nobody talks about this.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know anybody else who had it done.
Yeah.
He was the only one I know who had it done and spoke about it. So I went to him, sat down, chat to him, and of course, you know, going to Louis for sensitive advice is like hugging a cactus. It's just a pointless endeavor. And, you know, he said, you know, he just took one look at me and went, oh my God, go for it. And then said, while you're at it, you should get your boobs done and your tummy as well. But, you know.
Yeah. All heart.
All heart indeed.
And so this is it's a procedure though. It's
it's surgery.
Surgical procedure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Were you nervous about it?
I was bricking it. Absolutely bricking it. And I suppose at the time when I did it, they didn't do this procedure in Dublin. So I had to fly to Birmingham to do it. And so you get the early morning plane over into the clinic. About 9 o'clock, you meet the doctor. Then you go straight into what essentially looks like a dental surgery. And he talks you through the procedure. And then they sit you down. And we say if you were getting a filling, you know those little needles you get into your gum?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be the akin of getting maybe about 10 of those into your scalp. And then they leave you for about 20 minutes and it goes totally numb. And then in this kind of bizarre, surreal moment, they hand you a remote control, put on Netflix, and then they just start pulling and tugging and reefing at the back of your head.
Ooh.
As they're taking out the hairs one by one. But because it's numb, it's more uncomfortable and weird. But then the second half, when they kind of, you give you a break for lunch, then you kind of go into what would be a massage table if they were doing your back, mm-hmm. and then they start inserting it. And that is probably the worst part of it, because you're just staring at a floor and you can feel...
And they're planting, essentially. How long did that go on for?
That went on for about 4 more hours. So you're talking about 8 hours altogether.
How much did it cost?
Mine was 10,000 altogether, but basically that's for 2,000 follicles. So
it's kind of a fiver a follicle.
I don't know. I didn't do the maths.
Right.
But essentially that. But if in a more severe case, you'd probably need, if you were to do the front and the top, you would need about a 4,000 hair follicle transplant, which is a double visit. So.
Oh, okay. I see. And one visit was 10 grand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not cheap. Now, we've all seen people in this, who we think have had a hair transplant, or people suspect yeah. have, celebrities and stuff like that. There seems to be a period after it happens where you're kind of in transition. Would that be right?
Yeah. In one way, I was kind of, because it has to grow back. I mean, it's not so bad if you have the one where you take the strip of hair, because you don't have to shave your head for that.
Okay.
But when you do the one by one, the one I had, you do have to, because obviously it'll grow back at a different rate.
So right. So your head is shaved and yeah. you've had all this done to it. Is it very sensitive for a while?
Yeah, you kind of have to treat it like a new plant. You basically get this okay. spray of saline solution, and you have to water it every 30 minutes for 2 weeks. And then after 2 weeks, you get the Johnson's baby wash, their shampoo, and you can kind of moisturize it with that and wash it. And then after about 3 months, it kind of disappears as the other thing grows. And then, as I said, you kind of just forget about it.
And tell me, did you try and hide it at all from people in your life?
No, I suppose. I have 3 kids, so they are my life, and they yeah. don't really care. My wife was... No, I've never seen anybody happier to see somebody get something done than my wife, because she now has something over me, and that anytime anything flies off the handle, it's like, keep your hair transplant on, okay, or don't pull your hair out. And so she was particularly thrilled about it. I was lucky and unlucky in one way, because I was actually having hip surgery 4 days after I got the hair done. So I was out of work recovering from that for 4 weeks. So by the time I went back into the office, I had a small bit of growth.
A crew cut.
They knew I was doing the article anyway, so yeah. that wasn't an issue.
But do you now recognise, when we see people, like well-known people, and they're suddenly going around wearing a hat for a while, and then suddenly the hat comes off and there's this kind of new-looking growth? You can see it.
And it's not even just that, because, and this is the one kind of caveat that comes with the hair transplant, is they don't know the colour of hair that's going to grow back, because they can't see, they're taking a follicle. So obviously okay. I'm kind of salt and peppery at the back now.
Yeah.
So they don't know whether you're taking, like, I could conceivably have woken up a year later and had all grey on the top, because they could have taken all grey hairs. They don't know that. But so you can kind of, like, I met somebody well known the other day, and the two of us had this kind of moment where we were kind of looking at each other. I knew he had it done, and he yeah. knew I had it done.
Yeah.
And we kind of were like just nodding, and we kept going. But yeah. it's definitely more common. People, like, they're just not talking about it. People yeah. are getting it done.
Would you recommend it?
I think you have to be very sure you want it done, because it is a commitment. And you do, like, it's not, you can't be blasé about it. And the one thing I would say is research it. And I can't speak for any of the other clinics. The one I went to was Enhanced Medical. They were brilliant. They looked after me. And there are other options. Like, there's a higher end you can go to, which I think you can go up to about 35, 40 grand to get it done. Or you can do the cheaper options where you fly abroad and get it done. I can't speak for any of those. But okay. I did research the cheaper ones. And I know you shouldn't Dr. Google anything really in life.
Yeah.
But that's something I would... It would definitely give you an insight into what can go wrong.
Okay, but happier all around, Owen Murphy?
It's absolutely brilliant. I'm not going to be going out getting I won't be on Love Island next year or anything like that, but it's given me confidence back maybe that I didn't have before. I certainly wasn't as comfortable maybe going on certain TV programs that I had been in the past, but, you know.
Okay, great. Owen Murphy, thank you very much, and thank you for your candour about that, and I know there'll be a load of guys interested in hearing about that out there. We'll take a break.